This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Crews are working a major crash right now involving an 18-wheeler and a train that occurred this morning on the Northwest Freeway eastbound feeder. That's why things are backed up right now if you're driving on Highway 290 eastbound. The incident happened just after 6:30 this morning. It's unclear how the wreck occurred or if any injuries have been reported, according to ABC 13. Part of the cargo trailer and the railroad crossing signal were destroyed, though. 6 p.m. today is the deadline for candidates to file to run in Texas's March 2026 primary elections. Our Andrew Schneider says Democrats are frustrated but hopeful after the Supreme Court ruled the state can use its 2025 redistricting map for the congressional midterms.
Texas Democratic Party Chairman Kendall Scudder accuses Republicans of playing games with the maps to avoid responsibility to the voters. But he says in the aftermath of this year's prolonged fight over redistricting, his party has new energy.
I think that the Democrats are going to have more candidates on the ballot this year than we have ever had. I think it's going to be a really impressive lineup for Democrats, and that spells really bad news for Republicans.
The Republican Party of Texas did not respond to multiple requests for comment. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Former Texas Congressman Colin Allred announced this morning he is dropping out of the race for U.S. Senate. The former Dallas representative said he will instead run for the 33rd Congressional District in North Texas. That Democratic primary race to challenge Republican Senator John Cornyn is now between State Representative James Tallarico and possibly Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who has been an outspoken critic of President Trump. She may announce her candidacy before today's 6 p.m. deadline. Now, Texas Senator John Cornyn says he thinks her entry into the race would actually help Republicans.
I would love to see Jasmine Crockett in the race. I just don't think